Chapter 9, How to Read Food Labels. Hopefully by now, you're convinced that there are many toxic chemicals in the majority of the food that you purchase in supermarkets or eat in chain restaurants and fast food restaurants. Our food supply is totally different than it was 75 years ago, 50 years ago, even 25 years ago. Many of you eat the exact same brand of product today as you did 20 or 30 years ago, or your parents did, not knowing that the same product is not the same product at all. Today, the same product could have 100 times more chemical toxins in it than it did 25 or even 50 years ago. In an attempt to produce cheaper food, make it last longer, lower the costs, make you physically addicted, increase your appetite, and make you fat, food manufacturers are loading the food with chemicals and processing systems that only add toxins that destroy every living enzyme in the food, plus wiping out much of the nutritional value. Food is simply not the same as it was a few years ago. Today, the food is loaded with toxins, depleted of nutritional value, and been energetically altered so much that food is, in fact, man-made foreign substances that the body simply does not know how to handle. The bottom line is that today it is virtually impossible to go to a supermarket and buy any food that is not loaded with chemicals and dramatically reduced of nutritional value or been energetically altered in a negative way. It is impossible to go to a chain, franchise, or fast food restaurant and get any food that is also not loaded with toxic chemicals, stripped of nutritional value, and energetically messed up, making it a virtual poison to your system. Ideally, a person would never eat in a chain or fast food or franchise restaurant. And you would never buy anything produced by a mass production, large food company. But realistically, most people would never do that. Sure, ideally, you would buy only organic fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, grains, beef, chicken, lamb, eggs, butter, milk, cream, cheese, herbs, and spices, and make everything in your house from scratch. Sure, ideally, you would eat a majority of live, raw, uncooked foods and not destroy the living enzymes. But realistically, most people could never do that. So is it a lost cause, or is there something you can do to eat food that has at least less toxins, more nutrition, and has not been so energetically altered? The answer is yes, and it's easy. It may not be perfect, but it will be infinitely better than what you're doing now, and you will see results. And it's simple, and it's easy. The key is, even if you do a little, you can see dramatic changes in your health, in your emotions, in how you feel, and how you sleep, and your weight. I'll give you some rules, and then I'll actually show you how to read the food labels and give you some specific examples. The basic rule is when you go shopping, do not go to a supermarket. Major supermarkets are all publicly traded companies, and they're in business to simply make money. There is virtually nothing in a supermarket that is not loaded with toxins, stripped of nutritional value, and altered energetically. When you go shopping for food, ideally go to a farmer's market and buy organic fresh fruits and vegetables, herbs and spices from small independent growers or co-ops that you can talk to, meet, and feel confident that what you are eating is good for you. You could plant your own herb garden or a small vegetable garden. Remember, do not use hybrid seeds, because hybrid is a nice way of saying genetically altered by man. The most convenient way to shop for food is to go to your local whole food or natural health food type store. Keep in mind, when you go to a health food store or a quote all natural whole food type store, that not everything in that store is 100% okay to consume. Remember, a lot of these whole food type stores are publicly traded companies, and it's always all about the money. These stores have to make profit, so you have to learn how to read the labels. When you go to any store, however, especially the health food store or whole food type store or the farmer's market, you have an excellent chance of finding things that are not at least loaded with toxins and have much higher amounts of nutritional value and have not been genetically altered, unlike a regular supermarket where virtually everything in there is poisonous. The key to reading labels is not to read the front of the package. See, this is where the company does its advertising. It has beautiful pictures, nice names, attractive colors, and all the buzzwords, phrases from the marketing department, which has spent millions of dollars researching, that will entice you to think it's healthy and make you buy their product. So you take the box or package or can or jar, and you look for the ingredient list. Keep in mind that there are thousands of ingredients that have been put in the food that by law doesn't have to be even listed on the label. The bigger the food manufacturer, if it's a publicly traded food manufacturer, the bigger the name of the brand, and the more that product is advertised on TV, the higher chance that you have that it's loaded with chemicals that are not listed on the label. So my first general rule is when go shopping, don't go to a supermarket. Go to a health food store or whole food type store or a farmer's market. That's the first rule. The second rule is I never buy anything that's a brand name or produced by a large publicly traded company or that is heavily advertised in either television or on radio or in magazines. I've been to the plants and I know what I'm talking about. My third rule is I always look for small independent companies from my local area that package food in small batches and make it with loving care. Although these business people and are in business to make a profit, when meeting them, you find their prime motivation is not to get rich and to make money. Their prime motivation is to provide an excellent quality product for their community and do so and make a living while doing so. My next rule is that I always, 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 always read the ingredient list if I'm buying something in a package. I know there are certain things that if they appear in the ingredient list, I immediately put the box down. Now let me give you the most important words you should look for on the ingredient list. And if you see them, absolutely do not buy the product. Again, this is after you go through the first rules. Don't go to a supermarket. Go to either a farmer's market or a whole food or health food type store. Secondly, don't buy anything from a large publicly traded company, a brand name, or something that's heavily advertised. And third, you're only looking for things that are, if it's in a package, are from small, independent, local companies. That's the ideal scene. Okay. Now, you picked up the package and you're looking at the ingredient list. First and foremost, don't buy it if there's anything on the ingredient list you can't pronounce. This is real easy. If you can't pronounce the word, don't buy it. It's a chemical. They can call it anything they want. They can say it's naturally derived or it comes from a plant or that it's all natural. None of it's true. It's what they're allowed to say because of lobbyists. Keep in mind that food manufacturers lobby Congress through virtual payoffs and bribes to get legislation allowing food manufacturers to call chemicals all natural ingredients, and it's a crock. Bottom line is if you can't pronounce it, don't buy it. Number two, monosodium glutamate. Never buy anything with monosodium glutamate, period. It's dangerous, it's deadly, it can make you fat, increase your appetite, and causes all types of physical problems. Aspartame, if it's on there, don't buy it. Also, sucralose, if it's on there, don't buy it. Splenda, if it's on there, don't buy it. High fructose corn syrup, if it's on there, don't buy it. Hydrogenated vegetable oil or partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, don't buy it. If it's hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated, anything, don't buy it. Six, sugar. If the word sugar is on there, categorically 100%, don't buy it. If the word sugar is on the label, what it means is it's processed, refined, white sugar. Now, white sugar, as I mentioned before, comes from the sugarcane plant. And white sugar really is analogous to cocaine. Cocaine comes from the coca plant. It's made into a white powder, which is an incredibly addictive drug, which affects the body in a major way, adverse way. White sugar is exactly the same. It comes from a natural plant, the sugar cane plant, but the processing of it turns it into a white powder substance that's really very much like cocaine in the way it affects the body. They've taken natural sugar cane and turned it into a drug. It's put into the food because of its sweetness, but also for its chemically addicting qualities. It's also laced with the chemicals used in the growing of the actual sugar cane. Plus the processing of it, chemicals are used that you can't believe how toxic they are in the processing of it, just like cocaine. And that stays in, the residue of that stays in the white sugar. So it should be avoided at all costs. Now, let me just give you a nutritional comparison between white sugar and whole raw sugar. If you look at white sugar, if you look at the amount of sucrose, glucose, fructose, potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus, vitamin A, B1, B2, B6, niacin, etc., and you would compare white sugar, the white sugar powder, to whole organic raw sugar, there's no comparison to the amount of nutrients that are in the whole sugar. Go to my book, you can see the chart there. But in most cases, for example, in white sugar, there's no vitamin A, no vitamin B1, no vitamin B2, no vitamin B6, no niacin. It's all been stripped. But whole sugar has between 120 and 1,200 units of vitamin A compared to zero in the white sugar. There's no vitamin B1, which there's a ton of it in the whole sugar. Same thing with vitamin B2. There's none in the white sugar. In the whole sugar, there's a ton of it. So on and on and on, the nutritional value is totally different. So nutrient amounts will vary, of course, due to variations in harvest and growing conditions. But the comparison is not based on just comparing white sugar to whole sugar, but it's indicative of the nutritional differences between any processed food and its whole raw counterparts. Number seven, if the words natural and artificial flavors are on the label, don't buy it. If it says natural or artificial flavors on the label, no, this is where food industry lobbyists have done a magnificent job allowing the food industry to lie and deceive the public. There are thousands of man-made chemicals that are put into foods to make you hungry, make you physically addicted, and make you fat. They are also put into the foods to make it last for years without spoiling and make it so incredibly appealing to the taste buds that you can't stop eating it. Much of the food in today's high-tech processing loses most of its nutritional value, is energetically altered, and virtually tastes like nothing. Food manufacturers then must add chemicals to make the food taste like it's supposed to taste. Imagine buying an apple, eating it blindfolded, and not knowing what fruit it is. I've actually done that test. Imagine food manufacturers having to inject the apple with chemicals so that the apple actually tastes like an apple again. This is actually happening in many respects. The reason the apple doesn't taste like an apple is because the growers have depleted the soil so much over the years, used so much chemical fertilization methods, pesticides and herbicides, and the food has been irradiated by some of the most powerful electromagnetic energy systems known to man, that the final product, the apple, which has been sitting around probably for weeks or months anyways, no longer has any flavor. Compare this to an organic apple that actually tastes like an apple. Just because it says natural flavors doesn't mean it's natural. The food industry has lobbied Congress to pass legislation allowing chemicals that are not natural at all to be called natural flavors. This is fraud, but it's happening today and it's legal. This is what exactly is going on. Artificial flavors are treated the same way. When you see the word natural flavors or artificial flavors, if you were to ask the food company to individually list the natural and artificial flavors that they've put into that package. They absolutely refuse. Now, my insiders tell me that if we were to list the natural or artificial flavors used, the list could run to hundreds of chemicals, words you couldn't pronounce, that are put into the food under the term natural flavors or artificial flavors. The other major problem with chemical additives in the food is a single chemical may not have any major immediate negative effects, but when you combine two or three chemicals together, just like in chemistry class, new chemicals are formed. See, scientists at the food companies know this. They're doing this on purpose. What these new chemicals do is incredibly dangerous and incredibly powerful. So stay away. Number 8, spices. This is the other great fraud that the food industry is perpetrating on the American public. Spices sound wonderful and healthy, but they're not. The food industry has lobbied Congress to pass legislation allowing chemicals to be called spices. Folks, they're not spices. So if you see the word spices on the label, don't buy the product. What's listed under here are man-made deadly chemicals, but legally they can call them spices. When you ask what spices are used, the food companies won't tell you. Hey, if it was organic, all natural spices, why are they afraid to tell you the two or three different spices they're using? The reason is they are not using two or three real spices that you or I may be familiar with. They are using hundreds of chemicals and putting it in the food, but on the label, they only have to use the word spices. So imagine you buy a can of some product and it says spices. You think they may have put maybe some basil, some salt, some pepper, some oregano, something like that. But in fact, they have probably put in 100 or 200 different man-made chemicals that they have been researched diligently in the secret chemical laboratories that the food company and industries use to make the food taste like something else and have other desired benefits for the food company. That's why they're putting them in there. If they don't list individual spices, but just use the generic term spices, stay away. Also, monosodium glutamate, a deadly chemical, can be classified as a spice. See, it's a scam. So if you see the word spices, don't buy it. Artificial color, any dyes at all, stay away. They are simply chemical poison. So if the word artificial color is on the label, don't buy it. Palm oil, if it says palm oil, most of the time, this is a big problem. It's a deadly oil. In most cases, stay away. If it says dextrose or sucrose, stay away. If it says sucralose or Splenda, stay away. If it says enriched bleached wheat flour or enriched bleached white flour, stay away. If it says soy protein isolate, stay away. This is a common ingredient in protein shakes or food bars. Stay away from this. You will virtually never see organic soy protein isolate. The reason is in the processing of soy protein isolate, hexane is often used, which is a petroleum solvent similar to gasoline. Certainly these chemicals or residues of these chemicals remain in the soy protein isolate, but they're never listed on the label. It's a poison and should be stay away from. These are the main things to stay away from, but the good rule of thumb is to simply read the label. If the ingredients are not things that you could have in your own kitchen, if the food is something you couldn't make yourself, stay away from it. If it's man-made, it is dangerous. In an ideal world, you would make your own food from scratch. It tastes better. You don't feel bad after eating it. Your energy levels stay high. You don't get depressed or constipated or have gas and bloating. A good example is ice cream. Now, I have an ice cream maker in my house. I make ice cream every so often for myself or when I'm having friends over. I buy raw, organic milk and cream made from cows that are grass-fed. Remember, raw means the milk and cream have not been pasteurized or homogenized. There are no pesticides or antibiotics, no growth hormone. The animals are very healthy, not been genetically modified or genetically bred. They actually roam around and eat grass. So the milk and the cream are incredibly pure and healthy. For a sweetener, I use organic, whole, raw sugar, which has never been separated or bleached, or I use organic maple syrup. Sometimes I use some other, maybe agave syrup. Agave is a fruit, a plant, like a cactus, and a syrup comes from it, which is very sweet as well. It's depending. Depending on the ice cream I'm making, I may use organic vanilla beans, organic strawberries or blueberries, organic chocolate, dark, pure chocolate, organic nuts like walnuts, maybe a pinch of organic sea salt. That's about it. One of my favorite ice creams, which is also one of the simplest to make, is maple walnut ice cream. I grew up on it, and I just love it, and it's so easy. I follow the recipe. It's actually in some of the ice cream machines, but basically it's just milk and cream, organic raw milk and cream, a pinch of organic sea salt, organic maple syrup, and some crushed up organic walnuts. That's it. You put it in the ice cream machine and just let it go for 20 minutes. When people eat this, they all say it's the best ice cream they've ever eaten. Well, not only is it the best tasting, but it's also the healthiest. People forget how much fun it is for the entire family to spend time in the kitchen, adding love to the food that you eat. Buying food already prepackaged and made by major food companies means you're buying food where no love has been added to the food. The energy a person adds to food by preparing it himself with his own hands, with a desire to please another person, causes the actual electrons in the food to spin in a different direction, causing a much healthier, life-enhancing product for the body. But I know you don't have time. You want something that's fast, that's easy, that's quick, that's convenient. You can't spend a couple hours in the kitchen every evening cooking. Okay, fine, go to the store, buy your prepackaged food. But at least go to a health food store or a whole food type store, and please, please, please read the ingredients. At least do that and make some smart choices. You may not be perfect, but you're going to be much better off than what you're doing now. You'll feel better. You have more energy. You'll have less sickness and disease. You'll lose weight. Let me point out just how radically different the food from a regular supermarket is when compared to the exact same kind of food purchased at a local health food or whole food type store. Because people think, oh, there's no difference between the chocolate chip cookies I can buy in the supermarket and the chocolate chip cookies I can buy in a health food store. There's no difference. Let me tell you something, folks. There's a huge difference. Huge. Keep in mind, I'm going to show you some products now side by side. And in the book, you can actually see it listed side by side. The products are almost identical. But the basic differences between products in the supermarket and its identical counterpart in the health food type store is the health food type store product will have a lot fewer ingredients. The ingredients will usually be organic, and there'll be virtually no chemicals in the food at all. The food has not been processed, so it's not been stripped of its nutritional value. So the health food type store counterpart will always have more nutrition. It also hasn't been energetically destroyed by the processing plants of the major food producers, so the energy will be much better. You can actually test this out by using Curlian photography, which photographs the energy around food. The food from the health food store also tastes better because it's made from whole, real ingredients. When you eat it, you don't feel physically bad. You don't get constipated. There's no gassing or bloating. Most people eat less because of the incredible increase in nutrition, and because it is assimilated into the body so much easier, you don't crave so much. Keep in mind, most food producers want you to crave their food and eat more of it. That's how they make more money. So the bottom line is, the food from the health food store, generally speaking, will always have more nutrition, nothing energetically destroyed, will taste better, and have virtually no toxins. So let's go through a few products just to show you side by side the differences. And what I did was I went to the supermarket and I picked up some food, and I went to the health food store and I found an exact duplicate counterpart. By the way, I also took these foods side by side and did some independent taste testing. Nothing scientific, but with my own peer group, you know, blindfold taste testing, and said, you know, taste this food and taste this. Which one do you like better? And guess what? The health food store brand always was this choice selected as the one that tasted better. So if it tastes better, there are virtually no toxins, much more nutrition, and energetically much better, why would you go to the supermarket? Do you understand? Why are you buying the name brand stuff? The reason you're buying it, folks, is because you're being brainwashed by the advertisers. The advertising is working. So let's look at this. This is beautiful. First one I picked was organic maple syrup. So pancake syrup is the category. So I went to the supermarket and I bought Aunt Jemima's original syrup, pancake syrup. Here are the ingredients. Corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, water, cellulose gum, caramel color, salt, sodium benzoate, ascorbic acid, artificial flavors, which means there could be another 100 ingredients that they're not listing here. Natural flavors. Again, that means there's probably another 100 ingredients they're not listing here. Sodium something I can't pronounce. That's their syrup. I can't find the word maple on it. Now, here's the health food store. Organic maple syrup. Ingredients. 100% raw, unprocessed, unfiltered maple syrup. That's the only ingredient. Which one do you want to feed your children? Hello? Let me tell you something, parents. You start buying this crap at the supermarket with the corn syrup, the high fructose corn syrup, and all the chemicals, and you feed it to your children, and you wonder why they're fat, and you wonder why they have attention deficit disorder. Okay, up until now, you didn't know. But if you dare give your children this, shame on you. Shame on you. Your kids don't know. And guess what? The maple syrup tastes better anyway. Let's continue. Now, by the way, I remember I was doing a seminar one time, and I was getting so fired up with attention deficit disorder because I'm sick and tired of having parents put their kids on the drug Ritalin for ADD when absolutely categorically a child should never be on that psychiatric drug Ritalin or any other psych drug for, quote, attention deficit disorder. Never. I've worked with over 5,000 kids. I've seen them go from C's and D's and ADD and ADHD to straight A's or A's and B's with perfect attention and concentration by making some food choices, correct food choices. So I know what the issues are here. And I was really fired up about it, and I was really getting aggressive and you know, being a little bit hard on the audience. And the woman said, man, it sounds like you just like being mad. You know, you're yelling at us. You just like being mad. And I said, you know, when I was a young boy and I did some really stupid things, my mother used to yell at me. And I told my mother one time, I said, Ma, you just like yelling. And her response was, no, son, it would be a lot easier if I didn't care. Folks, the reason I wrote this book, the reason I am taking the heat from the Federal Trade Commission, the reason I'm exposing myself to lawsuits from all types of foundations and associations and trade groups and international corporations and the FDA and the FTC is because I care. Folks, I live this. I know this stuff. I wrote this book not for me. I wrote it for you. This information is valuable. Sickness and disease doesn't have to be as prevalent as it is today. You don't have to be sick. You shouldn't be taking any drugs. You should never go to a pharmacy and take a non-prescription or prescription drug. It's unnatural. You don't need it. The pharmaceutical companies just want to sell you drugs. You shouldn't need surgical procedures or expensive stuff. Think about it. When these manufacturers, when these healthcare companies produce this incredibly expensive equipment, when you go to see your doctor, they got to pay for that equipment. You're their customer. They're going to sell you under the guise of, well, we're the doctor. You need this. They're going to sell you the most expensive thing they can. They have to get their investment recouped. Like mammograms. Women with breast cancer keep being told to get mammograms. Did you know that getting a mammogram increases your chances of getting breast cancer? Hello, did you listen to me? The equipment to do the mammograms is so expensive, they have to pay for it. And that's why you're being told to continue to get mammograms and more mammograms. Mammograms is radiation. Getting a mammogram increases your chance of breast cancer. You should have just a physical exam. That's number one. But number two, if you did a pH test and your body was alkaline, you can't get breast cancer. Do you understand? But get a physical exam to check for lumps, but do a pH test, which is more significant. And stop putting underarm deodorant on and lotions and creams and salves that have aluminum that are causing the breast cancer. Okay, let's go back to this food list. Sorry about that. Let's go back to this food list. Breadcrumbs. This was another great one. I went to the supermarket and I got Progresso breadcrumbs. Here are the ingredients. Enriched flour, malted barley flour, niacin, ferrosulfate, diammonium nitrite, riboflavin, folic acid, high fructose corn syrup, sugar, corn syrup, more sugar, hydrogenated vegetable oil, a trans fat that gives you heart disease, water, which is probably loaded with fluoride and chlorine, yeast, salt, brown sugar, sugar, honey, more sugar. And by the way, that's not organic honey. This is the processed, heated, pasteurized garbage that they call honey. Molasses, again, processed, filtered, super sweetened. It shouldn't even be called molasses. Sugar, then they even put sugar in it, white powdered sugar. Wheat gluten, wheat, soy flour, whole wheat flour, rye flour, corn flour, oat bran, cornmeal, rice flour, potato flour, butter, mono and diglycerides, sodium, sterilate, lactylate. I can't pronounce half these words. Calcium sterilate lactate, sodium lecithin, calcium carbonate, ammonium sulfate, calcium sulfate, monocalcium phosphate, vinegar, non-fat milk, buttermilk, lactic acid, calcium pro something, potassium sorbate, sesame seeds, salt, parsley flakes, spices, which means there's probably 100 other ingredients in here, including monosodium glutamate. Colors, chemical dyes, onion powder, natural flavors, which means, again, there's probably another 100 different chemicals in here. Garlic and more sugar. Now, that's garbage. Now, let's look at the health food store breadcrumbs. Breadcrumbs. Ingredients. Organic whole wheat flour. Pure filtered water. Evaporated cane juice. Organic palm oil. Sea salt, yeast. Which one would you rather have? Can you see what I'm talking about? Potato chips. Supermarket. Pringles potato chips. Yum, yum, yum. Ingredients. Dried potatoes. Corn oil. Cottonseed oil. Sunflower oil. Yellow cornmeal. Wheat starch. Maltodextrin. Salt. Dextrose, which is sugar. Whey. Buttermilk, dried tomato, dried garlic, partially hydrogenated soybean oil that gives you heart disease, monosodium glutamate that makes you fat and makes you depressed, corn syrup solids that also makes you fat, dried onion, sodium castanate, multicase, spices. Again, the magic word spices. Why don't they list them? Because there's probably 100 different chemicals under the word spices. Annatto extract, modified cornstarch, natural flavors. Really, why don't they list them? There's probably hundreds of chemicals. Ah, not only natural flavors, but in this product, artificial flavors. Another couple hundred chemicals, which are designed to make you hungry, make you fat, and get you physically addicted. Sodium ice something, and disodium, another chemical. Okay, let's look at the health food store potato chips. Product name, potato chips. Ingredients, organic potatoes. Organic sunflower oil, sea salt. That's it. Which one would you rather feed your children? Parents, wake up. You wonder why your kids have ADD? You wonder why they're fat? You wonder why they're depressed and they need Prozac and all these other drugs? It's the crap in the food. This food didn't exist 50 years ago. Let's look at something else. Mayonnaise. I love mayonnaise. I make my own mayonnaise at home. But sometimes you go to the store and you want to buy mayonnaise. Okay, fine. Supermarket mayonnaise. Miracle Whip mayonnaise. Or Miracle Whip salad dressing. Ingredients. Water. And again, when it says water, we don't know what's in the water. It's not filtered water, probably. So it could have huge amounts of chlorine and chlorine byproducts and fluoride. We don't know what's in the water. So the first ingredient is water. Soybean oil. Again, it's not organic, so it's probably loaded with chemicals. Vinegar. We don't know how they make the vinegar. They just put the word vinegar down, but we don't know what's in the vinegar. High fructose corn syrup. That's the ingredient that gets you physically addicted and makes you fat. Eggs. We don't know. They're definitely not organic eggs. Probably not fertile eggs. They're probably pasteurized eggs. Eggs that come from hens that have never met a rooster, which have been artificially inseminated. So they're mass-produced crapo things that they call eggs. They're not real eggs. Sugar. That's that white powder system that comes from the sugar cane, which is equivalent to cocaine. Mustard flour. Artificial colors. Again, could be hundreds of different things there. Potassium sorbate. Paprika. Spices. Again, hundreds of chemicals that they don't list on the label. Natural flavors. Oh, how lovely. Natural flavors. Again, hundreds of chemicals that they call natural flavors to make you fat, get you physically addicted, and what else? Oh, makes you hungry, of course. Dried garlic. That's our Miracle Whip. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, let's look at the health food store mayonnaise, which, by the way, in taste testing, always tastes better. The health food brand usually tastes better in side-by-side. Ingredients. Expeller pressed, which is a cold pressing process, so there's no heating. Expeller pressed organic soybean oil. Organic whole eggs. Pure filtered water. Organic egg yolks. Organic raw honey. Organic white vinegar. Sea salt. Organic dry mustard, organic lemon juice concentrate. Which would you rather feed your children? Which would you rather eat yourself? Salad dressings. Number one, I like to make my own salad dressings at home. But I know you folks, you can't mix oil and vinegar and a little lemon juice. It's too confusing. I know, so you need to go buy some. Okay. So you go to the store and you want to be healthy, so you buy Kraft fat-free salad dressing. Thinking it's healthy. Nothing could be further from the truth. You think it's fat-free, so it's good for your weight. Nothing could be further from the truth. It'll make you fat. Okay? Even though it says fat-free, it'll make you fat. Even though they're promoting it as a diet product, it'll make you fat. Here are the ingredients. Water. Again, we don't know what's in it. Tomato paste. We don't know how they made it. High fructose corn syrup. That's that chemical that makes you fat and gets you physically addicted. Vinegar, corn syrup, more sugar. Water, chopped pickles. Modified food starch, salt, maltodextrin, soybean oil, egg yolks, zenga, some chemical. Artificial colors, mustard flour, potassium sorbate, calcium disodamate, EDTA, phosphoric acid, dried onions, gar gum, that sounds delicious. Spices, we don't know what's in that. Vitamin E, acetate, lemon juice concentrate, yellow dye number 6. I'm sure that's good for us. By the way, what's in the yellow dye? Could it be 300 or 400 different poisonous chemicals? Yes. Natural flavors. How many? Are they really natural or are they chemicals but lobbied to be called natural flavors? Olisum turmeric, something. Red dye number 40. Artificial flavors. Again, dozens of more chemicals, probably. Blue dye, number 1. Okay, that's our supermarket, Kraft fat-free salad dressing. Let's go to the health food store. Let's get some salad dressing. Product name, salad dressing. Ingredients, pure water. Expeller pressed canola oil. Balsamic vinegar. Vine ripened dried tomatoes. Sea salt. Garlic, oregano, basil, parsley, and black pepper. Can you see the difference? Granola. This is health food. Hey, man, I eat granola every morning. Really? What kind of granola do you buy? I get Kellogg's granola. Oh, so it's healthy because they call it granola. Yeah. See, I'm doing the right thing. Okay, great. Let's look at the ingredients of Kellogg's granola. Here are the ingredients. Whole oats, cold grain wheat. We're doing good so far. Oops, here we go. Brown sugar. Corn syrup. That's another sugar. Raisins, rice. Sugar, white sugar. Almonds. Oops, partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil. You know, the stuff that gives you heart disease. glycerin, modified food cornstarch, salt, cinnamon, non-fat dry milk, of course not organic milk, pasteurized, homogenized from genetically modified cows, loaded with growth hormone, which will make you fat. High fructose corn syrup, that's more sugar, and that's the specific ingredient that gets you physically addicted and makes you fat. Polyglycerol esters of mono and diglycerides. Ugh. Malt flavoring, that's another sugar. Alpha tocopherol acetate. Niacinamide, zinc oxide, sodium ascorbate, acid, reduced iron, gar gum, yum, BHT, God knows what that is, this word is like the length of the dictionary, riboflavin, vitamin A, palmitate, I'm pronouncing probably most of these wrong anyway, folic acid, thiamine, I can't pronounce the stuff from the supermarket. Now let's go to the There's more. Let's go to the health food store granola. Let's see if I can pronounce these. Organic rolled oats. Organic natural raw honey. Organic safflower oil. Organic sunflower seeds. Organic whole wheat flour. Organic spiced almonds. Organic non-fat dry milk. Organic sesame seeds. Organic raisins. Boy, I had no problem pronouncing anything on that side. Guess what? Taste both of these. There's no comparison. Health food stores, hands down. Sugar. You go look at sugar, it's unbelievable. And again, I talked about sugar. Whole organic sugar contains whole unrefined evaporated cane juice, squeezed, dried, and ground. Contains the whole dried juice of sugar cane, dried in its whole state. It is a living food and an excellent source of energy because of the balanced carbohydrates. The molasses is not separated from the sugar streams. That's the health food store. Whole organic sugar. Supermarket, white sugar. Ingredients, sugar. Even though the ingredient list from the supermarket simply says sugar, it's a lie. The food industry has lobbied Congress to allow them to use the word sugar when in fact they should be saying sugar that has been grown chemically, highly processed, using dangerous chemicals, stripped of all its nutritional value, bleached with highly poisonous chemicals to make it look beautiful white, and turned into this white crystal powder, which should be classified as a dangerous addictive drug. Stay away from white sugar. If you're going to use sugar, whole organic sugar. Go to the store. Rapunzel is the brand that I particularly like. Cheese. Now, this is another easy one. Supermarket, cheddar cheese. Ingredients, milk. Again, stop. Milk. What does that mean? Is this milk organic? No. It's homogenized. It's pasteurized. It's from a cow that's been filled with growth hormone and pesticides. It has so much garbage in it. Genetically modified and so forth. God knows what it is, but they are allowed to call it milk. It ain't milk. It's a man-made thing. Milk, salt, enzymes, yellow dye number 6. Even though the ingredients seem very similar between, by the way, the supermarket brand and the health food brand, there's a huge difference between unpasteurized, unhomogenized, organically processed milk used in the organic cheese and the pasteurized, homogenized milk loaded with growth hormones, antibiotics, and other chemicals in the supermarket standard cheese. So let's go to the health food store cheese. Product, raw, sharp cheddar cheese. Now, last night I used this particular raw, sharp cheddar cheese to make an absolutely delicious macaroni and cheese. It was unbelievably delicious. The people that were at my house couldn't believe how good it was, and it wasn't the store-bought crap. It was stuff I made. Every single ingredient. The pasta was all organic ingredients, whole grain. The milk was raw. The butter was raw. The onions were as an organic onion picked that morning. The mustard I made myself from mustard seeds and turmeric and a couple other spices. They're all organic that I used. The flour was a whole grain flour. And the cheese I used was this raw, sharp cheddar cheese. And then the breadcrumbs were from bread that had 3 ingredients. And then I just made some breadcrumbs to put across the top. And it was out of this world. Nobody felt bloated. Nobody felt like they had any cravings. They ate it. It was delicious. Best macaroni and cheese they've ever had. And it was fun to make. Health food store. Raw, sharp cheddar cheese. Ingredients made with raw milk, produced without hormones, antibiotics, or pesticides, salt, and natural enzymes. Huge difference. Chocolate. Supermarket. Product name, dark chocolate. Ingredients, white processed sugar, cocoa butter, cocoa processed with alkali, which is some deadly chemical, milk fat lactose, soy lecithin, which is some genetically modified man-made product, and artificial flavors. Again, which just allows the company to put hundreds of chemicals in under that banner, artificial flavors. Let's look at the health food store. Organic chocolate ingredients. Organic coca beans. Organic evaporated cane juice. Organic coca butter. Organic non-genetically modified soy lecithin. Eat your chocolate, but just get the good stuff. You'll feel better, you won't have the food cravings, you'll lose weight, and you're not depriving yourself. Bread, I mean, this is a great one. Wonder Bread. It's a wonder that they can call this bread. That's a pretty good joke, isn't it? That was a pretty good joke. Wonder Bread. Ingredients. Flour. Barley malt. Ferrous sulfate. Niacin. Thiamine monotrite. Riboflavin. Folic acid. Water. Again, we don't know what's in that. High fructose corn syrup. Sugar. This is bread. Why are they putting sugar in there? And why are they putting the high fructose corn syrup, the sugar that makes you fat and gets you physically addicted? Oh, my. Yeast, soybean oil, salt, calcium sulfate, wheat gluten, soy flour, sodium something, calcium something else, calcium, diammonis, another chemical, dicalcium phosphate, monocalcium phosphate, mono and diglycerides, I can't read, calcium carbonate, some yeast nutrients, ammonium sulfate, ammonium chloride, wheat starch, enzymes, and three or four other things I can't pronounce. How can I get away with calling that bread? Bread that's not supposed to have sugar in it. Let's go to the health food store. Sprouted whole wheat bread. Ingredients. Sprouted organic whole wheat berries. Filtered water. Organic dates. Wheat gluten. Sea salt. Organic raisins. Pressed yeast. Soy-based organic lecithin. Huge difference. Oh, you don't like whole wheat sprouted bread? Do you like rye bread? I eat rye bread a lot. Ingredients of the rye bread at the health food store. Organic whole rye flour. Water. Sourdough culture containing organic whole rye, flour, and water. Sea salt. That's it. See the difference? It's like night and day. Night and day. Chocolate chip cookies. Hey, if you're going to eat chocolate chip cookies, eat them. But come to my house. Eat the ones either that I make. Okay, you're not going to make cookies, right? Okay, go to the health food store. Watch the difference. Supermarket. Product name, Chips Ahoy. Now, you parents, You stop feeding your kids crap from the supermarket. If you're going to get crap, get it at the health food store, and then it's no longer crap. You're going to stop. You're making your kids have attention deficit disorder. You're making them fat because of what you buy. You're the parent. Take charge. Product, Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies. Ingredients. Now, they can't sue me because I'm just reading what's on their label, okay? And I'm just giving my opinion that I don't think it's good for you. Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies. Ingredients. Wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, thiamine monotrite, riboflavin, folic acid, sugar. That's the white powder stuff. Chocolate dextrose. Again, more sugar. Cocoa butter. Soy lecithin. Again, from the genetically modified ones, I'm sure. More sugar. Partially hydrogenated soybean oil. That's the trans fat that gives you heart disease. High fructose corn syrup, more sugar, and this is the sugar that gets you physically addicted and makes you blow up like a balloon, in addition to the white powdered sugar, which is also a drug in effect, which gets you physically addicted and makes you blow up like a balloon. Baking soda, ammonium phosphate, salt, whey, natural flavors. Natural flavors. This is a chocolate chip cookie. Why do they have to put all these chemicals in? Why do they have to flavor it with anything? Do you have natural flavors in your house when you make chocolate chip cookies? Think about it. They have to put this in because this stuff tastes like nothing because of the processing. Natural flavors, that means they can put 100 ingredients in these chocolate chip cookies and not listed on the label. Then artificial flavors, same thing. Caramel color. Now let's go to the, and by the way, these don't taste very good, do they? Chips Ahoy chocolate chip cookies. I mean, they're all crunchy and they just, you know, all the crumbs go everywhere. Okay, health food store, product name, chocolate chip cookies. Ingredients. Organic unbleached flour, organic evaporated cane juice, organic palm shortening, organic chocolate chips, organic brown rice syrup, organic walnuts, organic vanilla, non-genetically modified soy lecithin, organic molasses, baking soda, unsweetened organic cocoa, and sea salt. Can you see the difference? There's no artificial flavors. There's no natural flavors. There's none of that. There's no hydrogenated anything, so there's no trans fats. There's no white sugar. There's no high fructose corn syrup. If you're going to feed your kid chocolate chip cookies and you have time to make them yourself, you know, from scratch, not opening a box, then buy something like this and read the ingredients. They taste better anyway. And guess what? Because it's all real food, you eat one, you don't eat the whole bag. And you don't feel like a big fat blob after you ate it. You know, where you feel spacey because of all the chemicals you just put in your body. You go, it's a good cookie. Yum. Great. One's fine. Yum. That's great. It's amazing. You can't believe how good this stuff tastes and how your body feels. Food bars. This is unbelievable. I say stay away from food bars all the time because you look at the food bars, and I got a couple of them here. Marathon Energy Bar. This is a food bar at the supermarket. Marathon Energy Bar. That's a big lie. Here's what, first ingredient, corn syrup, that's sugar. Soy protein isolate, remember I talked about that, how they're made? Peanut flour, whey protein isolates, calcium caseinate, sugar, that's more sugar. Cocoa butter, chocolate, lactose, that's more sugar. Skim milk fat, soy lecithin. Artificial flavors, corn syrup, sugar, more sugar. Partially hydrogenated soybean oil. That stuff that gives you heart disease, that's the trans fat. Skim milk fat, glycerin, lactose, more sugar. Caramel salt, more sugar. Artificial flavors, God knows what that is. Peanuts, rice, brown sugar, that's more sugar. Sugar, white sugar. Wheat, more sugar, white sugar. Salt, barley malt, more sugar. Sugar, they list sugar on here like 20 times. Salt, barley malt, that's more salt. Brown sugar again. Glycerin, that's sugar. High fructose corn syrup, again, more sugar. This is like a health bar. You got to be kidding me. This is like going to the drug pusher when he gives you this with all the sugar in here. No wonder the kid's wired out of his mind when he's on this stuff. And there are like 40 other chemicals I can't even read, okay? Let's look at the health food store one. I went to the health food store and I said, let me find a food bar here. And there's a bunch of them there that are crap as well. Just because it's the health food store doesn't mean it's good. So I go to the health food store and I pick up a food bar. Here are the ingredients. Organic almond butter. Organic date paste. Organic agave nectar. Organic brown rice protein. Organic raisins. Organic flax sprouts. Organic sesame seeds. Organic brown rice crisps. Which do you want to feed your kid? Which do you want to have in your purse or your bag in case you're hungry? Come on. And you say, well, there's no way that can taste as good as the stuff from the supermarket. Well, in this particular case, that thing from the supermarket is just some sugary, gooey. It tastes, you know, it's pretty addicting. But the health food store one doesn't taste bad at all. Everyone has different taste buds here, though. I have tested a lot of different food bars from the health food store that are raw, uncooked and all natural, and there were a bunch of them that I just hated. I was like, ugh, I didn't like them. And, but there's a bunch of them that I happen to buy now that are absolutely delicious. As a matter of fact, they're so good, I can't buy that many because I'll eat them all. They're just like, they're amazingly delicious. And so unbelievably healthy. It's like eating a real apple or eating a real piece of fruit or some raw vegetables. It's that healthy for you. Let's look at another one. And you know, we hear a lot about the Atkins program and the South Beach low-carbohydrate diets, which I think are the biggest frauds and scams going in America. I actually promoted the Atkins programs on TV for 2 years before I found out the truth. Most of the senior executives in the Atkins Center are fat. Think about it. They're some of the greediest people I've ever met in my life, and all they are is in it for the money. And they know that the Atkins program is a fraud and a scam and doesn't do what they promote that it does. If you see food on there and it says Atkins approved, stay away from it. It is categorically a scam, categorically. The whole low-carbohydrate thing is a big scam, which I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but it's just not what was purported it to be. And here's an example, the Advantage Atkins bar. Atkins used to get their protein powders and their bars manufactured in Canada. And in Canada, there's a law that says you could use certain ingredients that are sugars, that are carbohydrates. You could put them in the product, and you didn't have to list them as carbohydrates on the label. That's what the Canadian law said. The American law was different. So what Atkins did was they had the stuff manufactured in Canada, and they would put 3 carbohydrates, but it really had 40 carbohydrates. And they would ship it into America, and they just flagrantly lied on the label. They would lie to you because they wanted you to buy it. They had to put sugar in it to make it taste good, but they knew that if it said 40 carbohydrates, you wouldn't buy it if you were on the Atkins program and you were watching your carbohydrates. So they just lied. They said 3 carbohydrates. The FDA finally caught them, and now you hear net carbohydrates. They paid off the government through lobbyists is how it worked. It was a huge payoff. I'm talking a huge payoff through lobbyists so that they weren't prosecuted. But it was fraud. It was categorical lie. And for those of you who are on the Atkins program, there's an excellent chance I'll be filing a class action lawsuit. And if you tried the Atkins program and had any physical problems or did not lose weight and feel like you were ripped off and lied, you may want to join me because I'm sure hopefully there'll be some type of monetary compensation to those people that were ripped off by that big fraud and lie. So go to naturalcures.com so you can register for that class action suit. But here's an example. The Atkins Advantage Bar. Soy protein isolate, hydrolyzed collagen, whey protein isolate, calcium, sodium chondroitin, glycerin, polydextrose, cocoa butter, cocoa powder, water, natural coconut oil, soy nuggets, soy protein, rice flour, malt, salt, cellulose, olive oil, natural flavors, again, hundreds of chemicals, artificial flavors, could be hundreds of chemicals, lecithin, decaffeinated coffee, maltodextrin, gar gum, citric acid, sucralose, that's the chemical artificial sweetener that'll make you fat. But they have to put it in because now they can reduce the amount of, quote, net carbs on the cover. Try calcium phosphate, calcium carbonate, magnesium oxide, vitamin A, C, thiamine, riboflavin, a whole bunch of other ingredients in there as well. The problem here is this. Dr. Atkins actually had some of his patients on the food bars, and they were eating the Atkins food bars, and they were drinking the Atkins shake. But none of these people were losing weight, and they weren't going into ketosis. And so Atkins didn't understand. His senior executives never told him that they were lying on the label. And so if a person were eating the Atkins product, you'd never lose weight, you'd never go into ketosis. Anyways, it's always all about the money, folks. I met these guys. It's always all about the money. Fig bars. I love fig bars. And I used to love Fig Newtons until I found a better tasting fig bar. Let's go to the supermarket and let's buy some Fig Newtons. Ingredients, wheat flour, niacin, reduced iron, thymonio something, riboflavin, figs preserved with sculpturate dioxide, sugar, that's the white powder sugar, corn syrup, which is more sugar, high fructose corn syrup, which is more sugar. If they put all the sugars together, it'd probably be number one on the ingredient list. That's how much sugar is in this product. Hydrogenated soybean oil. That's the trans fat that gives you heart disease. Maltic acid, salt, baking soda, calcium lactate, yellow corn flour, soy lecithin, potassium sorbate, artificial flavors. Again, hundreds of chemicals probably there. Malted barley flour. A lot of junk in Fig Newtons. Forget how it's processed. Forget how everything has been stripped of its nutritional value and energetically screwed up. Forget that. Just read the ingredients and it's bad enough. When you consider all the other things, you can't imagine how bad it is. Okay, fig bars at the health food store. Ingredients, organic whole wheat flour, organic figs, organic honey, grape or pear juice, canola oil, cornstarch, molasses, malt syrup, sea salt, cultured whey, lecithin, and baking soda. See the difference? It's unbelievable. And then taste them side by side, and then see how you feel. There's no comparison. The major things here are hydrogenated oils that are in the supermarket brand, which gives you heart disease. And virtually everything, if you notice, has the high fructose corn syrup, which is not in the health food variety. We can go on and on and on and on and on. I'm just going to give you a couple more. Protein or meal replacement shakes. This is, again, one of the biggest scams going. The supermarket, one of the most common is Slim Fast. I believe, again, like the Atkins program, one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on poor people that are trying to lose weight. Here are the ingredients of Slim Fast meal replacement shake. Ingredients, white powdered sugar. Fructose, which is more sugar. Cocoa processed with alkali, whey protein concentrate, soy protein isolate. Remember we talked about that, how dangerous that is? Gum, Arabic cellulose gel, sweet dairy whey, non-fat dry milk. And again, any dairy that's in here is from genetically modified cows, probably loaded with growth hormone and antibiotics and all types of problems. Powdered cellulose, gar gum, soybean lecithin, carrageenan, dextrose, which is more sugar, cellulose gum, soy fiber, modified cornstarch, xanthide gum, maltodextrin, artificial flavors, aspartame, NutraSweet. They put aspartame in here. Why? They got sugar as the first ingredient. They got fructose as the first ingredient. Why are they putting aspartame in, the artificial sweetener? Could it be because it makes you fat, gets you physically addicted? Makes you hungrier? Ha 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 ha. These tricky guys at the food companies. All to make money. Calcium phosphate, magnesium oxide, calcium carbonate, sodium ascorbate, vitamin E, para-something, niacinamide, zinc. There's probably 20 other ingredients here rather than go on. I can't pronounce them anyway. Let's look at the health food store. Here's one that I use. Protein powder. Ingredients. 100% raw, certified organic hemp protein powder. That's it. That's the only ingredient in this particular product, which I happen to think is outstanding. It's basically just 100% raw, certified organic hemp protein powder. It's incredible. Another one, a meal replacement shake. Here are the ingredients. Organic spirulina, which is a wonderful vibrant green algae, which is incredibly healthy for you. Organic blue-green algae, organic calora algae, barley, alfalfa, organic wheatgrasses, which are barley grass, alfalfa grass, and wheatgrass, organic purple seaweed, organic beetroot, organic spinach leaf, organic rose hips, organic orange, and lemon peels. See the difference? Here's another protein powder that I use. Organic fermented soy protein, organic skim milk, organic yogurt powder, and organic raw honey. Can you see the difference? There's just no comparison between the two. I could do hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comparisons between a brand name supermarket product to its almost identical counterpart purchased from a health food store and manufactured by a small independent company. There are huge differences between what is available in standard supermarkets and what is available in health food or whole food type stores. Keep in mind, again, you must read the ingredients yourself. Make it a habit. Just because it's in a health food store or a whole food type store doesn't mean it's good for you. Read the labels. When you purchase wisely, you will be buying products that have almost no toxins, have far much more nutrition, taste better, make you feel better, won't give you gas, bloating, headaches, spaciness, constipation, etc., won't make you hungrier, aren't designed to make you fat, will not get you physically addicted, and most importantly, I think, you'll be supporting small, independent, and in many cases, local people who are trying to produce products that taste great and are good for people in their community. You're not supporting multinational corporations whose sole objective is to make money at your expense. When you go to your local supermarket and buy brand name products or products from major publicly traded food corporations or products that you see advertised all the time, you're supporting those multinational companies that, in my opinion, are hurting local growers and independent farmers and causing massive amounts of illness and disease, not only in America, but in countries around the world. In my opinion, these large multinational corporations are exploiting and taking advantage of people through their clever use of advertising. And in my opinion, totally deceptive advertising. And they're allowed to lie and deceive in their advertising by the government. They're knowingly giving us food filled with chemicals that increase our appetite, get us physically addicted, and make us fat, all in the name of profit. Remember, I'm not being fanatical in telling you to eat only raw, uncooked fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. I am saying to take some little steps. Go at a pace that's right for you. Many of you simply are totally unwilling to change any of your eating habits, and that's fine. Some of you like your hot dogs smothered with mustard and ketchup and onions, and nothing's going to change that. That's fine. Eat your hot dog. Enjoy it. But consider, instead of buying the buns and the hot dogs and the mustard and ketchup at the supermarket, why don't you get some incredibly delicious hot dog buns from the local health food store or the Whole Foods store? They'll taste better, they'll have virtually no toxins in it, and be packed full of nutrition. Don't buy the bread that has, don't buy the hot dogs with the name brand on it, filled with nitrites and maize from diseased animal parts that would make you sick if you saw them being processed. Instead, get an organic, nitrite-free hot dog. Ideally, one that's made with prime cuts of beef instead of the beef parts. They taste better. Buy some organic mustard and ketchup and enjoy your hot dogs. They'll taste better and you'll feel better. I mean, I like ketchup. I've always liked ketchup. But when you look at the label of ketchup, it's really just sugar. It's mostly sugar, but not white powdered sugar, high fructose corn syrup, the sugar that gets you physically addicted. Even one of the major manufacturers now, Heinz Ketchup, has an organic Heinz Ketchup. It's hard to find, but I found it in my community. You compare the Heinz Ketchup, which I grew up on, which tastes great, but I just wouldn't eat it now. And you compare that to the ingredients in the organic Heinz ketchup. There's no comparison. And I respect the Heinz Corporation for doing that, because they've really taken a big step as a major publicly traded company to do something and come up with an organic alternative. The taste, by the way, you can't tell the difference. The way you feel afterwards, you can tell the difference. The organic one, you feel better. The other one, you're on the sugar high and you're all spacey because of the high fructose corn syrup, which is really a drug. If you like your snack food, that's fine. Go to the health food store and try various kinds of what you would call snack food, I call junk, to munch on. Many of them are very sweet and incredibly tasty. Tastes will vary, so try different kinds to see which ones you like. As I wrote these words, now I'm reading out of my book now, but when I wrote this, I purchased 5 different sweet snacks at the health food store. The first one has 4 ingredients. Pure raw carob, which is kind of like chocolate, coconut, pure cane crystals, pure maple syrup. All the ingredients are organic. All have not been cooked. They're raw. And they're all real living food. They're tons of enzyme. They tasted incredible. I mean, outrageously delicious. Another one has the ingredients raw organic sunflower seeds, raw organic raisins, raw organic bananas, raw organic maple syrup, and fennel. They are sweet and I'm telling you, these things were absolutely delicious, better tasting than any candy bar you could buy. Another one was this incredible almond brittle made from raw almonds, pure vanilla beans, and crystals of pure cane. Again, very simple, all natural, raw, toxic-free ingredients. Here's the best part. What I did was I took this brittle, and just to see how I would feel, I ate this huge bag of this almond brittle all in one sitting. Just to see how, you know, if it was going to make me, if you ate a big bag of that, let's see how you would feel. I didn't feel bloated. I didn't get a sugar rush. I didn't have a spike in my mood. I felt great. And I slept like a dog. I slept all night through, like just deep sleep, fantastic. If I had done the same thing with some almond or peanut brittle that I purchased at the local grocery store, you know, the ones that are loaded with chemicals and the high fructose corn syrup and all that crap, I would have felt so horrible. I would have been bloated, gassy. I would have tossed and turned and had nightmares all night. You know what I'm talking about. Just remember that name brand products and large multinational publicly traded corporations are investing tens of millions of dollars in research to find out what the hot buttons are to get you to buy their stuff. Don't believe their slick, deceptive ads. And don't believe what's written on the front of the package. You simply are being deceived. Read the ingredients and remember as you read them that many toxins that were used in the processing of the food are nowhere even close to being listed on the label of the ingredients. And many toxins that are actually put in the food on purpose do not have to be listed. They can be put under one of these other, titles. It's estimated that over 95% of all food purchased has as many as 300 chemicals added to each product that are not listed on the label. It's scary but true. This is the power of the food industry and the lobbyists. If you want to eliminate sickness and disease, if you want to prevent sickness and disease, if you want to be thin, then you must increase the amount of raw, uncooked, organic food in your diet. The only way you can do this is to stay away from the supermarket. So the general rule of thumb is do all your shopping at a local farmer's market and make sure that all of your fruits, vegetables, herbs, nuts, and seeds are 100% certified organic and raw. When purchasing your food products, avoid the supermarket at all costs and buy your food products from your local health food or whole food type store. If the product is manufactured by a large publicly traded corporation, or if it's a well-known brand name, or if it's heavily advertised on television, avoid it. Lastly, and most importantly, whenever you buy anything, read the ingredients.